people you're collecting for.
On Mondays, Resurrection Lutheran Church turns into a food pantry. People often line up outside before they open. This week, despite the cold, they're going to have to wait outside longer than usual. Pastor Karen Perkins says that's because they need to limit the number of people inside at once.
There's a hand sanitizer right when you enter. I invite you to use that.
Inside, Perkins has blue tape marking out spaces 6 feet apart. She hands each person a card with a time written on it. That's when they can come back to get their food.
There's certainly been an increase in the number of people who need food and the number of people who are coming to stand in line. And then the degree of frustration of not knowing where to go and what to do.
One of those frustrated people is Mark Swajewski. He was on his way back home to North Pole after a trip to the lower 48.
I missed the ferry in Bellingham to go to Whittier by one day.
Swajewski says he caught the ferry to Haines instead, but got off in Juneau when he realized Canada has closed the border to non-essential travel. He's not sure whether he would be allowed to cross and says he didn't want to take the chance of getting stuck in Haines. He can't fly home because that would mean leaving behind his truck and all the tools he needs for his concrete masonry business. He's been camping out while he waits for the border to reopen.
And I'm stuck in this place. But I'm trying to make the best of it. I'm not trying to make, you know, everybody else miserable because I'm miserable.
Bill Quayle is also waiting. He owns a local pedicab company, ferrying tourists from the docks to different spots around downtown. He says money is always tight just before the tourism season starts. Except this year, he doesn't know if it ever will.
I get my Social Security and my veterans pension, but that's not enough to, by the time I pay my bills, I have nothing left over.
Both Quayle and Swajewski have found themselves in the same situation many other people are facing while the COVID-19 crisis disrupts normal life. Unemployment claims have skyrocketed across the country as businesses close and people are left without income. Many of them are turning to food pantries to help make ends meet. Chris Schapp manages the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, which collects and distributes food to more than 30 organizations and food pantries around town. He says grocery stores in Juneau usually donate items to the food bank on a daily basis, but shelves are getting cleared out by folks stocking up for self-quarantine.
We've just seen a major drop-off in the amount of donations, and basically that's because so many folks have been buying and you know, preparing themselves so that we don't have all the things that we normally get as donations from.
Individual donations are down, too. Many food pantries are run out of churches that have now canceled services, so parishioners aren't dropping off canned goods like they normally do. The Juneau Community Foundation is now fundraising to help the Southeast Alaska Food Bank buy food to keep its shelves stocked. It's raised about $10,000 so far. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.